Last time on Paint It Black.
Alex, I'm leaving. I'm leaving you the iPad. Don't watch porn with it, alright? Then don't give it to me! My O-line is boom goes to dynamite. Is all this going over your head, too?
100%.
Yeah. This ski mask? No. Not that kind, the kind murderers wear.
No! I want to holler the loud, funny words! I like his autograph! It is a nice picture! He is nice!
Today is the day, for tomorrow and then, so we can keep this party going for the rest of our lives. Today is the day, for tomorrow and then, so we can keep this party going for the rest of our lives.
Welcome back to the Weekend Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrd.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the first post-Comic-Con Paint It Black podcast of the year. As you heard from our Season 2 intro, my name is Pete. I am the artist for Paint It Black, co-creator of The Hallowed, and artist for Last Call, Lessons Learned. And joining me this week, we have my co-host, Mr. Brian Katz, author of Hand of God and Lessons Learned. How's it going, Brian?
You forgot to mention Survive the Five.
And Survive the Five.
Our little-known comic.
The Forgotten. That's going to be a collector's edition one day.
It will. Only the ones that are printed right.
And also joining us, my other co-host, artist for Painted Black Comics, latest released Hand of God, and the number one advocate for bear shark awareness, Mr. Lou Figueroa.
What up, what up? I put 90% of my work hours into September.
95.
You were the king of last minute.
Yeah, that's true.
But it got done and it looked great. And for those of you who met us at Comic-Con and are tuning in for the first time, hi.
How you doing?
It got pretty sensual.
That got sexy. You just went like,
Right.
Sup, girl?
This is going to get gross.
So I guess a little background on us. Old listeners, buckle in. New listeners, we are the brains and the talent behind Painted Black Comics, independent comic label from Long Island, New York. And every week, we gather here with our friends to basically break down what you may have missed during the week as far as entertainment, news, and stupid shit.
And get blitzed.
And have a few drinks. We're in our second show of the night, so... Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Well, tonight we're keeping it loose, and we're keeping it low-key. It's just the three of us tonight. So
this is the first time in a long time we haven't had a guest.
Yeah, normally we have this room filled with people. We have a whole panel, but...
like six, seven people.
What are you going to do? Today we're just keeping it low-key. I think it's been a week since Comic-Con. You guys still, like, feeling it as much as I am?
I'm just catching up on sleep now.
I think I slept for 3 days straight after it.
Yeah, I've been sleeping quite a bit, like, every day. But I think... half of that might be not sleeping during the production of the comic.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you dragged me down with you. Son of a bitch.
I really did. All right. Let's not harp on that.
Let's not harp on it. So, as we normally do, why don't we kick off the show and do a little news?
Let's do news.
Oh, shit. I wasn't ready for that. All right, here we go.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
The man of a thousand old-timey dances.
You know what? I'm a little upset that no one came up and asked me for the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Yeah.
Chattanooga Choo
Choo. Although, the people on Thursday did get to basically see me reenact the last scene of the Day Man of Cometh. Is that it? Or the Night Man coming?
It's Day Man coming.
Day Man.
Yeah. Aha!
Fighter of the Night Man.
Aha!
Champion of the sun.
Master of karate. And friendship for everyone.
But like the little scene with just Charlie in his yellow suit.
Yeah, well, you were in the yellow t-shirt.
Right,
the
whole thing. The hat and cane.
And by the way, your bear shark stuff, golden.
Thank you.
It started off with just beware of bear sharks. After the end of the weekend, it had stolen his wallet.
Yep.
Killed his dad.
Giving somebody the clap.
Yeah, he's definitely throwing out some STDs right there. Right.
Well, our normal news girl, Jillian, is away today, so I'm going to fill in, and I'm going to do a little news reading. So, time for our first news story. These are the weird stories you may have missed. All right, you guys got a beer in your hand?
I do.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to read this verbatim. This story is called Woman Batters Sleepy Swede with a Mackerel.
I think the Sleepy Swede is a Swedish superhero, to be honest with you.
No, he's the guy from... what's that show with the... With the railroad?
Oh. Hell on Wheels. The Sleepy Swede.
What about that chick from Boardwalk Empire? She's all like that, too.
I could hear this.
Husband.
I could hear this guy. Bork. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read this verbatim from thelocal.com.se, or whatever that is. And you guys are going to have a little sip every time there's a bad fish pun.
All right, I'm ready.
You ready? Play at home, too. Okay. Police in Nyköping, Eastern Sweden, should I read in an accent?
Yes.
Are investigating a case of assault after a man was woken from his nap after being fish slapped by a woman using a mackerel. The incident has left the police feeling a bit cod-smacked after the bizarre tale was reported. I'm not doing that anymore.
Okay. It was good.
Reported.
According to the police report, the man was sound asleep in his apartment when the fishy assault took place. According to the local Södermanlands Nyheter paper, his peaceful nap was rudely and... I can't do that.
You've already committed.
It's making me sweaty.
What?
it's not a story about Italians.
No, that would make me greasy. His peaceful nap was rudely interrupted when the woman smacked him across the face with a mackerel. Unsurprisingly, the man woke up, but the battering wasn't enough to send him to sleep with the fishes. So he filed a police report to the police instead. In addition to the mackerel attack, he alleged that the woman had pinched food from his fridge and then stolen about 2,000 kroner. Anybody want to guess what 2,000 kroner equals?
Like 350.
310.
Wow, very good.
Their money's bullshit.
It remains unclear how the
woman... I have a million bajillion kroners. $40.
I got that in my pocket along with lint and a button. Remains unclear how the woman entered his apartment to deliver his late-night snack attack. The two people, who are both in their 60s, are understood to be known to each other. They might live together sometimes, Mikhail Larson of the Nyköping police told the paper. A preliminary investigation is already underway with the mackerel attack, currently classified as assault. How would you react?
This is very foreign to me, I don't know.
Well, one, known to each other, is that the biblical sense, do you think?
Known.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know anyone that could smack me the mackerel when I'm sleeping. Like, that is no mas right there.
No mas.
Yes, the end of that story would have been like, local Swedish man got pinched by choking wife to death with a mackerel corpse.
This story could have taken a lot of different turns.
Like, do you imagine you're sleeping, it's all good, and you get slapped with a dead fish?
With a cold food. What are you doing?
Why are you talking like that?
It's a fish. He's hitting me with the fish.
Oh, man. You know, my uncles, all of them were, they had troubles with drugs and alcohol. One in particular was telling me a story about how he snuck back into the house after he got kicked out. And he was telling me his dad woke him up with a 2x4. It was supposed to be like a...
Was it Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
It was supposed to be a heartfelt moment.
All he heard was, ho!
I couldn't help but laugh at that. I was like, I'm sorry, dude. I know you're just pouring out your heart and shit, but...
Could have been worse.
Yeah, leave that part out.
Could have been a mackerel.
Don't say he woke you up with a 2x4.
It's no good, man.
Rephrase that.
It's going to be terrible.
Oh, God, I just realized how much of that horrible Swedish accent is going to be on the previously on next week.
Oh, yeah.
Bird.
It's pretty much bork, just going to be that.
I watched that Hell on Wheels show, and, like, that Swedish character in that last season, he's chasing that kid around, was just so bizarre. I'm coming to get you, Ezra.
Why are you talking like this?
God, you're weird.
Next story?
Yeah, let's do it.
Next story.
Okay. Globe-trotting sex tourist Dariush Valizadeh, better known by his by-the-hour motel pseudonym, Roosh V, has put out a map of the entire world, highlighting which countries it's the easiest to get laid in from a scale of 1 to 5.
Well, which is the number one?
Now, before we get into this, blah, 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 he's catching some shit, blah, 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 they call it a rape guide.
How's it a rape guide?
Let's avoid all the, I guess, hot button shit that this is apparently causing.
A non-consensual dick in your pussy.
That's right.
Or,
I am going to shove my fist right into your ass, hard and fast.
So,
poke in the whiskers.
We have many.
Many DeVito sex moments.
Yeah.
So, like, alright, so it's a scale of 1 to 5. 1 being very easy to get in bed. 5 being extremely hard to get in bed. Where do you think we are as the United States?
Hard.
You think we're hard?
I think we're probably...
Yeah, Europe thinks we're prudes and shit.
Compared to the rest of the world, though?
Like, obviously the Middle East is a little tough territory, but...
Right, like, say, like, you go to China, it's probably...
Tommy was telling us when he came back that they just offer you free beers.
Our friend from who lives in China currently says they like the foreign men.
Well, I thought that's because they want his organs.
Mm. That's right. They were kidney thieves.
Yeah.
But what do you think? What, scale of 1 to 5. Give me a number.
3.
You think
right
a 3?
In the middle.
Brian?
What, us?
Yeah.
I say we're on the low end.
Are we getting naughty by nature?
A little OPP, since we're talking about some pussy.
Other people's... What is it? Other...
Other people's property.
Other people's property. Lou was right. We're a 3.
Oh.
We're right smack dab in the middle.
Well, that's what I said. What was it out of?
5. 1 being easy, hard. 5 being hard.
Oh.
I just figured, you know...
I was trying to get that OPP drop. That was
it depends on where you go, I think, you know.
You want to guess some of the easier countries?
France.
Let me zoom in.
Anywhere in Eastern Europe, like Germany, easy. Easy pickings.
No, Germany is sharing a 3 with us.
Oh. Shit. Oh, Brazil, number 1.
Brazil is a 2.
Nice.
Where neighboring Venezuela is a 1.
Who visits Venezuela?
And oddly enough, most of Russia, China, Asia in general, is a 1.
That's how they keep warm.
It's gotta be.
Yeah. All those communist places, like, why would you ever go there otherwise?
And you're never gonna guess where the fives are.
Where?
The Middle East.
Yeah. The countries where if you sleep with a woman, you're legally married to her, those are the ones that are the hardest.
Well, that's why you're allowed to, like, basically kill them.
Egypt, Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Turkey.
All those veiled and robed countries.
And, strangely, Italy is a 4.
Weird.
Those Italian broads.
Those Italian chicks don't put out, huh?
Nah. You gotta marry them, man.
Australia's a 3. Thought that was interesting. Britain's a 3. Spain is a 4.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought those girls...
What you talking about, vile woman?
Mexico is a 2. Our neighbors to the south there.
Nice.
They're a little easier, but...
I mean, if you go to Tijuana, it's a 1.
Canada's in the 3 territory.
3?
Just yeah, giving it up.
Well, it's cold up there, and you know, Canada, come on, you don't have much. You gotta give it up.
Yeah, you'd expect, like, Saskatoon, Canada to be a little looser. They gotta keep warm up.
I mean, your bacon? Stop it.
You don't like Canadian bacon?
Ham?
I love ham.
It's still good, though.
Well,
it's still good.
When you ask for bacon and you get ham, it's a slap in the face.
It is.
Uh-huh. I don't know, man. I still do enjoy the bacon / ham.
Listen, I love ham, but I love it as ham.
What do they call it? Jamaican?
Jamaican?
Like, it's like a kind of Jamaican / ham and bacon.
I would expect it to get me high. At that point,
this is no ham brownie. This is not the pot ham.
So basically, the moral of the story is...
We're going to get a rum ham.
Yeah. Get rum with it, Canadians.
Rum ham!
Somehow we took all of our frustration out on the Canadians. They weren't really a part of that.
They don't deserve it, but...
No.
When I talk more, it's just hate.
What seems to be your boggle?
My boggle?
I love the Canadians.
Yeah, they're okay.
The Canadians.
They're the easiest people to get along with ever.
Just go to Tim Hortons, but donuts, man.
You hand them a loony and a toonie.
They gave us the Bret Hart.
Hockey.
They gave us a lot of people.
Well, Alan Thicke, thanks very much. TV's Alan Thicke.
That's where you go. Oh, well, I guess technically they're responsible for that Robin Thicke dude.
Hey. That canceled it out.
Okay, a Comic-Con, apologies to everybody in a Beetlejuice costume.
No, first of all, the Beetlejuice is dead anyway. Like, fucking stop wearing that costume. That movie was like 30 years ago.
Yeah, it was. Seriously.
Second of all, Robin Thicke killed Beetlejuice. Last nail in the coffin. Thank you, Robin Thicke. That's the last time you're going to hear me say thank you, because you suck.
Yeah, you're the worst. Third,
you call this one guy Robin Thicke, and some hot chick puts her ass right next to him.
That's right. A Beetlejuice and a Catwoman pose together.
Yeah.
And she twerked him up, but good.
Yeah. So that was your doing.
Well, good for him. I'm not hating on the guy.
Just saying, like...
Costume sucks.
You didn't, you know, necessarily do all negative stuff.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that he got his.
Yeah.
But you know what? Robin Thicke sucks.
He's bad.
That song's awful.
Really bad.
You know, it's like, a lot of the selling point of the whole song is that his video had naked chicks in it. But I was like, dude, like... If this was 1990, like, well, that'd be pretty cool.
Right, before the internet.
Yeah, bro, I saw, like, a crazy sex act on my phone in the email. Like, whatever. It was an ad for the site. Like, it's not even... I don't even have access to the site yet.
I will say, briefly, my favorite shirt that I saw at Comic-Con was a Mario shirt with, like, Daisy and Princess Peach, and it said, like, two girls, one up.
I saw that. That was a good one.
I was like, wow, that's fantastic.
I enjoyed, some guy had a shirt that said, he didn't have a shirt, it was a costume, a little dinosaur costume that said, fuck Jaegers on it.
Fuck Jaegers.
Yeah.
I was shocked at the lack of Pacific Rim love, at the whole...
Well, how are you going to dress up like any of those characters?
I'm talking even at the booths I went to, I didn't see a lot of Pac Rim stuff. 400 Iron Man action figures, not one Jaeger.
That's true.
And they would make awesome toys as well.
That would be great. Mm-hmm. I'd buy the whole set. Next story?
Let's go. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ohio.
This one O-H-I-O.
This one made me really sad, actually. Bellefontaine, Ohio. They take crime really seriously, apparently. And they charged a woman with theft because she allegedly stole $2.87 out of a public fountain.
Nothing! You've got nothing! Nothing!
She was unemployed. She was mentally disabled, and she fished out of a courtroom fountain $2.87.
Well, you gotta throw her in jail.
Yeah. The public menace.
There's no other way to go about that.
Like, this is disgusting. It bothers me.
I mean, does the city really get that much money from that? Like, do they collect?
It's gonna be terrible.
Well, she, I bet you. Cops don't do anything unless there's a cut involved.
Or some donuts.
And some donuts. But she's like a mentally handicapped woman. Her name, Deidre Roman? I don't know. But she admitted on TV, the money didn't belong to anybody, so I just took it out of there. And they charged her with petty theft and issued a summons for her to appear in court.
She probably just wanted an egg sandwich with some good old American bacon on it.
Yeah. And here's the most depressing quote that she said.
Yeah.
I've got four cats I'm raising, and I'm trying to feed them. I might go to jail. How do you jail the cat lady?
They're dead.
And I guess I just picked a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies.
She's going to come back to the house with one fat cat and three
dead ass cat. Horse,
cat corpses.
Oh, I didn't think you'd make it back. Meow.
Meow.
The other three were my puns.
I mean, she fished out mainly pennies.
Yeah.
All right, so I got a...
He took her all day.
I got a red light ticket this week. One of those bullshit things that you watch the video where you clearly stopped at the light and still. Now, this year alone, I've had my identity stolen. I've had my wallet stolen with all my credit cards. I've had some shit go down. Cops haven't raised a finger. Not a thing. In fact, I barely got one to file the police report for all this shit. Yet, when it comes time to, like, arrest somebody and take their money, they're right on top.
I actually had the more lamer experience where a citizen took a photo of my car in a handicapped spot and then like texted it to the cops somehow, and I got a ticket in the mail.
Oh, fuck you, citizen.
Like, if there was ever a case that someone needed to be raped, it'd be that guy. Like, whoever did, or the chick, I don't know who it was. But if there's a wild animal on the loose, please, there's a douche with a fucking phone.
Yeah, that Brian wishes you nothing but the driest of anal rape.
Yes, exactly. No, not even a spit on the fucking hand.
No, just a rough, just tough one.
Oh my.
Dramatic reenactment. Where'd Takai come from?
He came out of left field and was like, oh my.
Yes.
Savage rape.
Savage rape.
That made it so much creepier. As if someone screaming their head off from getting raped isn't enough.
He didn't call 911. He just put his hand in his pants.
Like, wouldn't that be the worst thing if, like, you're getting raped in an alley and then you just hear, hello.
Right. Oh, no.
No, it's Sulu.
What if you heard, like, stuck in the middle with you?
Oh, dear God. You're backed up on a pinball machine and you hear that shit.
Wee!
Squeal, boy.
All right, next story.
All right, last news story of the day. This is one you told me about, Brian.
Yes.
Banksy.
The fucking spray paint artist is in New York.
Street artist. You guys ever see Exit Through the Gift Shop?
Yeah.
Really good documentary about the artist Banksy and some others. But
I actually have a reproduction Banksy piece of art in my living room now. It's a panda holding two handguns.
I was just admiring that.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome.
I believe my exact quote was, what the fuck is that and why don't I have three of them?
I want that tattoo on my chest.
Yeah. Well, Banksy's in New York, and he set up an anonymous booth where he was actually selling original works.
For 60 bills.
60 bucks, and nobody knew it was him. So, they kind of considered it a failure, because nobody really bought these things, except for maybe, where is it, three people?
There was one guy who bought four. He's like, I just got to fill up my apartment. One chick bought two for her kids.
And she tried to get them to knock the price down by half. And she did.
It was, instead of 60, they were 30 a piece. And then one lady just bought a random one.
Yeah.
And these three people don't know that each one of these things that were bought were worth $30,000 a piece.
Well, here it says thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That the walls that he paints on get torn down like immediately and sell for something like half a mil each.
I actually was in the every day in the paper. It's like the Banksy watch, where like
what's he gonna do now?
Yeah, seriously, because he drew on a side, he spray painted on a sidewalk a picture of the Twin Towers with a blooming rose in the middle of the one tower. Like, yeah. It's like obviously getting blasted, and then he put it like an online like dare, like I dare anyone to mess with this art. And some guy came over and spray painted in pink, was like, it was an inside job.
Oh God!
but the cops are all pissed off, like, because he's doing these like little stunts everywhere,
yeah,
and causing people like to go nuts. Because people after he did that were going nuts. They were like going to every fucking like random person, just like, oh, I'll take your art, and they were just making a fuss over it.
Well, the guy's pretty legit. Like, nobody knows who he really is. Some people think he's actually a collective of artists.
I could definitely see that.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't put that past. There's no evidence to the contrary, in my opinion.
It would make it easier just because he could walk. Because literally, if he was that famous, his art was worth that much, you'd know what he'd look like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not getting the money. It's whoever's building it's on.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you know? He could do a show, right? And spray paint
and
art.
Get fucking arrested.
No, but like I'm talking about on canvas. Like, he could do a canvas show where he'd lie painted and make like hundreds of thousands of dollars. Easy. Because he's so popular and famous.
If I was to go by that movie, I believe he's done shit like that. Like gallery shows.
We got to pay the bills.
I was going to say, is there any way for him to collect without getting arrested?
Yeah, he does these gallery things where who knows if he's actually even there.
Right. I mean, his whole life isn't just spray painting and being all like,
there was,
let's get the hell out of here!
There were so many Banksy
stories. Was that on purpose?
Yes.
This week,
like you were caught off guard.
I saw a Banksy story where they forced a dog to pee on one of his things, and you see like 20
people. How do you force a dog to urinate?
You put a gun to its head.
This lady, they're shoving the dog like next to the wall.
They're squeezing it.
Would not let him leave until he pissed.
It's poor dog.
And it's like, oh,
I don't want to pee, man.
Peed on. And then this one guy tags his shit, which I think is despicable.
Yeah, I saw the one where it got tagged.
And then the guy gets his ass beat, which is great.
Yeah, that's. Well, but, screw the guy who tags it. Fuck
I know.
Him. How do you tag a tag?
What a dick. It's a dick move.
He tagged the other guy's shit, man.
He tagged Banksy shit.
That's messed up. You could have just ripped it out of the wall and worth a lot of money.
Exactly. Dumbass. Yeah. All right, you want to do some stupid people?
Yeah. I would love to do some stupid people. Stupid people.
All right, I got four of these. We might do three. One of them's a little dark. But this one's fun. All right, where do you think when we do stupid people, where's the first Florida. Place we go? Yep. All right, so we got a Florida man who, he set a cross on fire on somebody's lawn.
Well, I mean, as you would.
Ron Nielsen, 50 years old, with his wife, doing what they called a Halloween prank.
It's a lowercase d, don't worry about it.
It's a little early for that, huh?
Yeah, to light a cross on somebody's lawn. That's definitely a Halloween prank. Here's the problem. The area in which they did it, not properly ventilated, causing vapors from the gasoline he was pouring to cause the wooden cross to basically explode and set him on fire.
Good. Yeah. What a dick. What kind of prank involves lighting a cross on fire?
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. He claims it was never his intention to set the cross on fire. Clearly it was.
I wanted to blow it up.
And they found him in a ditch, covered in burns, saying he was conscious and alert, but he had second-degree burns over 40 to 50% of his body, including chest, arms, and upper torso. And you'll never guess what. Police say alcohol may have played a role.
Yeah, I figured that.
Yeah.
I am day drunk. Get ready to see my dick.
Direct quote.
I think we have some audio of that guy playing the prank on the person's property.
Let's hear it.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to town?
Yeah, it's back the way you came.
Yes. Nice. Worked it in.
I mean, like, if you're going to be a racist dick and light a cross on fire, fucking, you can do better.
What was the punchline?
Him on fire, I guess?
Officer, you know, I just was playing a prank on my neighbor, lighting a cross on fire in the lawn. I mean, it doesn't have, like, a history of, like, malice and, you know, bad intentions, but it was a joke. I'm sorry.
It was a gag gone wrong. Oh, the lynch guy on the tree? Mm-hmm. Hilarious gag.
All right, wait. I'm gonna institute something we usually do here. Sometimes you do here at Paint It Black is we're going to play it out. I'm going to have Pete, you're going to be the racist. Lou, you're the cop. All right. And you come into the guy has third-degree burns all over him, and you're asking him what happened. So, Lou, you ask the first question.
Sir, what happened here?
Yes.
What's going on?
Funny, right?
Explain to me why you're dressed up in these white robes on fire.
Practical joke.
And why does your robe say Grand Wizard on it?
Magic. Ta-da.
And why joke. Are there black people in the back of your truck?
Also funny.
And there's a tattoo of Adolf Hitler smoking a joint on your chest.
It's my cousin. Ricky Hitler. Thought it'd be cool.
You're under arrest, sir.
Can I see a doctor?
For destruction of public property.
That has been Painted Black Theater by Lou Figueroa and Peter Berg.
Yeah.
Bravo, bro. I like your cop voice. The Slim Pickens, the Officer Slim Pickens. Well, golly, what we got going on here?
He's clearly like the sheriff's assistant, you know?
He's like a fucking Andy Griffith show shit.
They don't give him a real gun. He just has like a one-shot flare gun.
To signal for help. Yeah. Ends up setting another cross on fire.
A flashlight. Yeah.
Well, golly!
Crosses are going on fire like dominoes in this motherfucker.
Fucking Florida, man. Fucking Florida. All right, next stupid person. And Brian, I'm sorry, but when I first read this, I thought this might be you.
Yes.
But it takes place in Ohio. And I've been in the car with you when similar things have happened.
O-H-I-O.
Ohio? A guy was getting pulled over for drunk driving. Clearly enjoyed the alcohol. But decided to lead the cops on a long car chase. He had all intentions of pulling over and turning himself in, but he didn't. You want to know why?
Why?
He had just stopped at the drive-thru and he needed to finish his Big Mac.
Well, good for him.
Dude drank 10 to 15 beers, just wanted to eat his burger, saw the cops flashing behind him, said, you know what? I'm finishing this fucking sandwich.
It's your lips! It's so good!
He blew a 0.255 blood alcohol content.
Good for him.
He told the cops, it wasn't worth the trouble. I beg to differ, sir. Can I ask for a reenactment?
Oh, sure, sure.
Brian, I would like you to play our drunk hamburger-loving friend.
Okay.
Lou, bring the cop back out.
All right.
where is this? It's Ohio, man. All right, bring that fucking old opie-ass cop out here.
Sir, I got a burnt-up hillbilly in my squad car. Why, there's you.
Excuse me, officer. I'll have a Big Mac with cheese.
Shut up, you crazy Ohioan Nazi! give me your ID right now.
Hey, Bacon.
Right now.
You definitely have $4.99
That's it. I'm calling the sheriff.
Sheriff.
The sheriff, way down in Sarsaparilla. He's on vacation mining gold. He's not going to be happy about this.
Officer.
You've just become a greasy old prospector.
Officer, come here.
Are those fries?
There's gold in that there vomit. Gold, I say.
I see delicious golden fries in your passenger seat. Ta-da. Hand those over. Right now.
End scene.
I just ruin everything I touch.
I beg to differ. I gotta disagree with you. Yeah. I love Officer Prospector.
If you had said this shit took place in Japan, it would have been the same voice.
Well, Mr. Miyamoto, why are you going so fast?
Well, Domo Irigato, Mr. Roboto.
Well.
Mushi Mushi.
Well, bonsai, sir, to you.
Nice. All right. Let's keep
going. All right. You guys will like this one.
Yeah.
Groom forgets bride at a gas station on his way home from the honeymoon.
Who stops at a gas station?
Well, a newly married man picked the worst possible time to forget his blushing bride at a filthy gas station in the middle of the highway on the way back from their honeymoon. This was a German couple driving home from celebrating their wedding in France when they stopped near the...
As the Germans usually celebrate shit.
Yeah. good bathroom, yeah.
No, I like to celebrate in France. Perhaps we just take what we want.
They had to march through Poland to get
there. And they're all like...
Sir, you owe $1,000 for your hotel stay? No, I don't.
Those Germans are all like, Sieg Heil, Sieg!
Well, golly, we're in France now. Anyway, so they were passing through the central German town of, honest to God, it's called Bad Hersfeld.
I can see that.
To gas up their van.
Their blacked out van.
Nothing says honeymoon with like a van in Bad Hersfeld.
With a double lightning bolt on it.
The woman was napping in the back seat. She got out to use the bathroom while her husband was pumping the gas. And he wasn't aware that she had gotten up, and he started driving again. 200 kilometers, that's about 125 miles, until he noticed she was gone. No cell phones amongst this German couple. Her first reaction was, is he daft? Apparently she's British now.
Yeah.
She had no money, no phone, and she had to contact the local police, who... caught up with the groom, and 2.5 hours... This was 2.5 hours later, and he had to turn around and head back to said gas station.
That shit is redonk.
Absolutely redonk. I'm waiting for the, well, sounds like he knows what he was doing, right. Comment.
I was gonna say, like, somebody did not want to get married that day.
He's like, I can end
this.
Did
he already get married?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, like, regret.
Yeah, after the honeymoon, like, I'm leaving this bitch at the first gas station.
It's German.
You put on Rammstein.
Little Rammstein. He's just blasting this. He's like, fuck my wife.
Du hast her. It's actually kind of a good song.
So he's cruising at 125 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, freedom.
Yeah, I don't mad at her at all.
For some reason, he just sounds like Schwarzenegger. Yeah,
they're all Austrian.
The bitch is gone. I'm going to make a party now.
Now's the time on Sprockets when we dance.
I go to Oktoberfest.
I could use a pills now.
Hey, Fräulein.
I'm going to flex my muscles.
All right, Brian, I'm going to throw it to you for
a minute. Don't throw that to me.
Sorry.
We're going to pump you up. Well, sometimes we like to not just talk about the stupid and unfortunate. Sometimes we like to talk about the good people, the best around. Brian, would you take that? You're the best around.
Never's gonna ever keep you down. Ooh. All right, this week on the best around, a fencing coach named Franco Scaramuza. Franco Scaramuza. Hey. And he's from, actually, it's our second week in a row that we have a guy from Nashville, Tennessee.
So good things happening in Nashville.
Yeah, there's good people in Nashville. Florida, stupid people. Nashville, good people in Nashville.
We like you, Nashville.
Basically, he saw a lady getting mugged in a shopping parking lot. And he, just coming from an event, took out his saber and charged at him.
Wait, so he was a martial artist?
No. He's a fencer.
He was a fencer. I missed that part. So yeah. He actually has his saber. Rapier.
Yeah, his rapier, saber.
Or whatever you call it.
There's multiple swords. One of my friends is an actual Olympic fencer, and he was telling me all the different swords. But there's multiple swords.
Yeah. Well, my friend who's a curling instructor told me the same thing. So.
Well, anyway, he was all like, apparently he saw the lady getting mugged, and he ran up there, put his saber into the guy's face, and he was like, name is Inigo Montoya. You kill my father. Prepare to die.
Offer me money.
Offer me everything you have and more. I want my father back, you son of a bitch.
Now, I've seen those fencing sabers. They don't look like they do any damage.
No.
Well, apparently when a middle-sized Italian guy is running at you with one, it's not a good deal. I don't know. The guy, the robbers just left. They just were like too much to handle. They had their fingers out like, give me your money, sucker. Like, you know, like.
They had striped shirts holding bags with dollar signs on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the guy did a good deed. He saw a person in trouble, and she didn't get any of her stuff stolen. She had a purse back, all of her money. They didn't take anything.
I'm picturing the fencing instructor from season one of Game of Thrones charging up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Like, perfectly coiffed.
Yes.
Speaking in outrageous accents.
It's not a swordplay, it's a dance.
It's a dance.
It's a dance.
It's an extension of your arm.
If you catch a cat, you can catch anything. it was definitely that kind of guy. Because if you listen to the interview, the guy's definitely not American. He's some foreign country.
Yeah. Well, who's carrying around a fencing saber?
I mean, I don't know. But, you know, good for him, man. You stop a robbery, man, you get an A+ in my mind.
I think this is an answer to gun control. Everyone gets a rapier.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if everyone just had a sword and you could just, at any time, duel.
He's like, give me your wallet. I will duel you for it.
No.
It'll be the most swashbuckling culture ever.
Cool. All right, so what's up next,
Pete? All right. You want to play a game?
I would love to play a game.
Which game do you want to play?
Hashtag!
Play a little hashtag game?
Yeah, this is the first time we ever did it with... You should join in, because there's only two people here.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. You get off the hook, man.
I do.
I tried to do the hashtag game and join in last week. It was not easy.
It was... Well, Silent Thurf over there was fucking random.
Oh, yeah. He was hating on my shit.
Yo, he was random. He was like, whoever won never had the best thing. Mm-hmm. It was just like...
Well, I love Silent Thurf. He's a bitter little man.
Yeah.
He's a quiet, bitter little silent man.
Yes. So let's go on.
All right. Didn't get to jot anything down this week, so we're on even
playing. We're going real loose.
I didn't jot shit down either.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll read the titles again, and then we'll go around the table. We'll do our Twitter hashtag for each story.
I like it.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First, you want me to read them first? Get you guys thinking?
Yeah, read them first, please.
Okay, so we got man beaten by a fish by his woman. We got the... easiest women pickup map. We got the woman charged with stealing 287 from a drinking from a water fountain.
Mm-hmm.
Banksy selling his art anonymously. We have the man set on fire while burning a cross. We have the drunk driver who had to stall to eat a burger, and the groom who forgot his bride. Okay, so we got quite a few here.
All right, so let's start it off.
Which man beaten by fish.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to start it?
Dude, would you like to start it?
Or I guess so.
I'll go first.
All right, so Pete, go first.
Yeah.
Hashtag holy mackerel.
No, that's a good one. No. Corny as fuck, but it's a good one.
Yeah. Jeez. Let's see. So something in my throat. I should have been thinking during all that.
Stalling for the sake of stalling.
Right. I don't know. Hashtag. I don't know. Under the sea.
Under the sea?
Under the sea.
Hashtag Jesus fish.
Jesus
fish. I think you have the little bumper sticker.
Oh, yeah, Jesus fish.
I get it.
So he got slapped with it. He's like, Jesus.
I think holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel, I think, is the winner on that.
All right. Yeah, well,
write you down.
I took that one out of pure obviousness. All right. Let's start with somebody else this time. Mm-hmm. The pickup map.
Pickup map. All right. Hashtag Hodar.
Hodar? I like Hodar.
Hodar.
Fluids between me and you here.
Hashtag easy peasy lemon squeezy.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
They're easy. The chicks are easy.
I was expecting you to cop out and play Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Oh, wow. Hashtag 3 is the loneliest number.
I don't get that.
Not at all.
We're only a 3 and I don't got a girlfriend. That was terrible. Brian. I say Brian for that one.
All right.
Next one. Woman charged from stealing 287 from a water fountain.
All right. I think you were the only one. All right, you were the only one that didn't start
off. Yeah, you got to start.
I started off the last one. I started the last first one. Oh, we're going on a little.
I didn't start the first one?
No.
Nope.
All right. Hashtag.
Chattanooga. That is a true statement.
I clearly got nothing.
Copping that.
Nothing.
Between me and you. Who wants to go first?
Well, I think we're just going
around. All right, we'll go around. Hashtag, quick, make a wish.
Hashtag, there's retarded money in this fountain.
Lou, you be the judge.
Pete.
Okay.
Oh. Retarded. What was yours again?
Quick, make a wish.
She was retarded.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bummer. All right, next one. Banksy sells art anonymously. This is a toughie.
Peter.
Oh, I gotta go first on this?
Well, yeah, it goes...
Went around, buddy.
Hashtag Banksy to the Banksy.
Hashtag take it to the bank.
Same vibe, but okay. See? You just phrased it better.
Hashtag...
People. Busting makes me feel good.
Hashtag people don't know shit about art. I don't know. They really don't.
Lou's struggling here.
I am, but... You motherfuckers taking it to the bank. You made no money.
Should have been laughing all the way to the bank.
Nobody gets a point.
Yeah, no one deserves that.
All right, I go first.
Man set on fire while burning gross.
Hashtag we didn't start the fire.
Oh, that's kind of good.
I think you used that.
When?
On a previous episode.
Previously on Painted Black Podcast, yeah. Lou figures if I use this one in a former hashtag.
Hashtag, why does your robe say Grand Wizard?
It works so good with the voice.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hashtag burning hate.
All right, well, if you don't like my other one, I'll do hashtag I'm burning for hate.
What do you think? I'll let you decide which one's the best one.
Well, here's the thing. Lou's works better with the voice, and Brian got two of them.
But I also think that one was used.
You're fucking kidding me, man.
I'm not. I think Jill did it. But it was definitely still a previous episode.
Let's give it to Brian. I liked it.
Okay.
Lou, you start off.
Alright, drunk driver evades cops while eating burger.
Hashtag I'm loving it.
God damn it.
Yeah. Sorry.
To me. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Fuck off, pig.
All right, well, I'm going to go with Burger King and have it on the freeway.
Oh, that's clever.
Oh. I don't know. What do you think?
We got to give it to him.
But it was a McDonald's burger.
But we did the same joke. My own fault, actually.
I had no idea which company it was. You guys both did McDonald's. I was like, I'll do fucking Burger King.
It's like, Harold and Kumar escape from White Castle. Right? Right? Right?
All right.
What's the next one? All right. Last one.
Yeah.
Groom forgets bride at gas station. Who starts it? Brian
started. I started the last one.
No. He started the last one.
I started the last one.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
No, I did.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
Yeah.
I'm all screwed up.
Yeah, so it's you.
Brian, to you.
No, so it's you, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, it is me.
Yeah.
Motherfuck. I'm really bad. This is why I don't normally play this game. Hashtag. Take my wife, please.
Hashtag room for one more.
I don't follow
that one.
Yeah. I mean, he obviously loves his wife there. I don't know. What do you want from me?
Hashtag. I can't do a good German voice. Half of it was going to be the voice.
You want to tell me it?
And something like, I don't know. Zig Heil. I don't know.
That, sir, had no voice, and you just said like an SS.
Like hashtag. Nazis and shit.
I don't know. Maybe like
hashtag lynch them up. Like, what do you
gone like?
What the fuck was that?
Hashtag Blitzkrieg out of there.
I don't know. Maybe like my wife can catch her own ride. I don't know. What was yours?
Hashtag runaway bride.
More room for.
Let's just call Brian the winner.
Hashtag driveway groom.
Driveway groom.
I guess you're the winner.
Something a little better,
motherfucker.
What was the standings on that?
It was you 2 points, Brian 3 points, and me with nothing.
You with a goose egg.
You stole away.
Hey, Luke,
my sarsaparilla.
Yo, sarsaparilla.
I mean, you should. You guys both should have lost after ba 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 ba. I'm loving it. It was like
nah.
Ba 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 ba. I'm loving it. It was like the same hashtag.
No. Here's what happened during that.
Yeah.
He said, "I'm loving it." Joke, and then I did the ba 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 ba, and I went, "Fuck, that's the same thing."
But you. You did the whole wrong chain.
So?
I mean, what if, like, you were, like, fourth meal? Like,
think outside the bun.
Right. That would not have won it.
It would have.
This is how you Sonic.
Right.
I mean, guys.
Let's play another game.
They just had a Burgers Los Tacos. What are the
Doritos Los?
Doritos Los Burgers. All right, so what's the next?
Let's play another game. What do you say?
I would love to play another
Lou, game. Lou, you got a hypothetical by any chance?
I got a small one.
L. Oh. You. Hypothetical Lou. Hypothetically speaking, Lou. All
right, so this one's a pretty simple one. Nothing out of the ordinary here, but what would you take with you in a fire?
In a fire.
Yeah. House is burning down. You got, like, maybe enough time to take, like, two things with you. What do you take?
Okay. These are real-world items that I own.
I guess people are included if you don't think they can get out.
Nah, fuck people, because that's not a thing.
Yeah.
I live alone anyway. That's unfair.
All right.
Brian would have to be obliged to say his girlfriend.
Well, he doesn't have to.
For the audio listeners, the subtle head shake of...
Nah. Nope. Yeah. I mean, you kind of view your laptops your whole life. I don't know.
I would take my laptop because all the comic book shit's on my laptop.
Right.
Does laptop and hard drives count?
Yeah, I mean, can you grab them in one swoop?
I guess if they're right next to each other, one swoop.
One swoop.
Alright.
If they're not, you're fucked.
Oh, no.
This is just revealing, this whole, like, hypothetical is revealing how poor and fucking sad things are, and then I'm like, it's all expendable.
I
drag my couch out of there. I really like my couch.
Getting dressed counts as one.
Go out there buck naked.
Yeah.
I have no problem with nudity.
And a Kenny Powers jersey. Because I like that jersey. It's pretty sweet.
I just run out buck naked with my hat and my computer.
I would run out in a Pee Wee Herman's outfit with a bunch of snakes.
I would run out with there with turtles like Groundskeeper Willie. Somebody has to save the wee turtles.
Somebody save me from the wee turtles.
Who'll save me from the wee turtles?
I guess if it was for real, I'm not just joking around. I don't know. Like, if you can't be that dude to save like a piece of electronic where you're just like, oh, it's my TV, I love it. Like, you gotta be like real, like pictures or dumb shit.
I don't have pictures.
It's like I'm running in here and I'm like, what am I gonna save?
Well, that makes it easy. You want all your pictures? I'll bring my cell phone because all my pictures are on there.
Yeah.
And my laptop because that's where I back up my pictures too.
I'm running out with my my framed 100th issue of The Walking Dead, all 8 of them, and the Raphael fucking pop toy. Like, I got it. I got everything I need.
Lou, you have to yet to answer your own question here.
I'm going to say my dog. We'll count that as one.
Well, fuck, all right.
Well, you know what? She's got bad legs.
She can her burn.
She can barely make it up the stairs on a good day. So I'll grab
her. She's a sacrificial lamb of this whole thing.
That choice was.
And it's going to be terrible.
And then, no, she's great. And then I think I probably just grabbed the receipt for my laptop. I got it under warranty.
That's actually kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
Might as well get a new computer.
I sent all the shit to you on the Dropbox, so I'm not worried about the data so much.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
What's the point of saving the receipt? Like, would you get a better laptop?
Yeah. Or at least a brand new one.
Because
they're just starting to have a little functionality stuff.
All right, well.
Yeah. What about you, Peter?
I said it was probably just cell phone and...
Cell phone? Your cell phone sucks. You're almost up for a new one.
I know, but I got pictures on there and shit.
Fuck
yeah,
pictures.
Your cell phones are just...
Unless it's pictures of you banging Victoria Silverstead, Playmate of the Year.
Well, not her, but I have some private pictures I would like to hang on to.
Is that you?
And you, I have a laptop with all the comics on it. I feel like that's a collective, like I should get more appreciation from that decision where I'm running out to the street buck naked to save our comic books.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, but what about your phone? Your phone sucks.
I gotta call 911.
No, you don't. Yeah, it's not your house.
I got nothing of worth, man.
Someone will call.
Actually,
you
know
the jeans I'm wearing.
I'm gonna grab a stick and some hot dogs. That's what I'm gonna grab.
Some marshmallows?
Yeah.
S'more material.
No, see, I can't grab marshmallows because you can only grab two fucking things, so I can't grab the
what
chocolate.
What if you had one of those, like, s'more kits that are all in one tube?
Does that count?
It's got the graham cracker. It's
does
got
that
the
count, Lou? Can I grab
sticks?
A kit of s'mores?
Yes.
All right, so I get my s'more kit and my fucking 9mm.
And a 9mm.
Yeah, and I'm naked, roasting s'mores and shooting in the sky.
Shooting into the air.
Like, pop, 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 pop.
Do you have a 9mm?
Yeah.
Awesome. You need that to fight the fire.
Yeah. We'll see you physically
fire
fight.
Fire is raging.
Right. It's impervious to bullets. All right. What would you guys rather do? You want to play one more game or you want to do a movie
mode
thing?
We should do the one more game, a new game. I don't have a fucking intro for it.
Which one do you want to do?
Well, where we promo off.
You want to do a wrestling promo?
The wrestling promo. I'm going to make an intro for it next week.
Okay. Why don't you take the lead on this one?
All right. We tested it last time with me and Lou and the gang, and we did some wrestling promos against some old wrestlers, right? So we're going to pick a person who's kind of a dick, and we're just going to promo on that person. And this week we've decided, since Kanye West is always a dick, he's not taking a week off from that. He had a fight with Jimmy Kimmel, and that's why I'm thinking of him. We're going to do a little promos versus little Kanye West over here.
Okay. You know the whole spiel behind that? And like.
Oh, yeah. Basically, he did an interview with some British tabloid or whatever, and Jimmy Kimmel made fun of it because the things he said were like childish, and he had a little kid act it out. And Kanye West lost his fucking mind, and it was just like, this was the realest interview of all time. Jimmy Kimmel, you like, I had so much great pussy, and then Jimmy Kimmel was like, well, yeah, I saw on video. Like, it was good. Yeah, great pussy. Like, you can't get in a battle of words with comedians because they'll fucking wreck you. Like, you're a lyricist, right? And you're great with songs.
Well, he's a rambling nut job.
But I mean, he's a lyricist at trade, right? Like, he's good with rhyming and making music, but you're not going to win in a comedic battle against a comedian.
Yeah.
Like, it's not happening. So what we're going to try to do is basically do a little wrestling promo. If you would like, I'll give you your little theme song.
Can we get some music?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, if you just want to give me like a little heads up on what song you need, or Lou's looking up his shit.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think Lou seems to be like he really wants to get chomped the bit right here. Do you want to be the first one to do this?
Who am I against?
You're against Kanye. Kanye West, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're the furious bear shark. And you're about to head off against Kanye. Here's my downside with this.
What?
I don't know any Kanye songs except for Gold Digger.
Right. Well, he ain't shit when the broke nigga. All right, like.
All right.
That's the next line. Like, what do you want from me?
That's the only song I know. All right.
All right, let's see if this works out.
Nice. All right, Lou.
Listen up, Kanye. Your name is fucking gay. Your baby is fucking gay. He is 8 parts eyebrow and 3 parts lipo fat. I'm gonna punch your baby so hard he's gonna fucking puke blood. And then I'm gonna beat you with your dead baby's body. Whoa, that got pretty dark.
Wow.
That's it. I'm not gonna do anything else for you.
Kill the music.
Kill it. All right, Pete.
All right, I gotta steal this real quick.
Oh, I thought you had one.
No, he I have it on mine.
Sorry about that, but I need to cue up my tunes here.
All right, Pete.
Ready?
Kanye West and you right now.
All right. Listen here, you gay fish, sumbitch. I'ma shove your head so far up your wife's ass you'll never see daylight again. I know nothing about you, you cocky motherfucker. Who the fuck are you and where the hell do you get off with that fucking attitude and... Who the fuck is Kanye West? Name your kid something stupid, North. What the fuck does that mean? Northwest. That's barely even creative, motherfucker. Just like this rant!
Preach, motherfucker.
Preach!
Preach it.
I'ma grab you by your leather jogging shorts. Throw you in the ocean with all the other gay fish, Kanye. I have no idea what else to say.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, South Park, for all that material.
Yeah, right?
All right. So, give that a little back to Lou. Now it's time for
now
me.
Now it's your turn.
All right, Kanye, you prepare for it. All right, Kanye. You got a head like a 2x4. It's made of wood, you dull motherfucker. Your wife's celluloid on her derriere. I'ma chew it up. I'ma spit it out back in your mouth because you're full of shit. All right, everything you say and do is nonsense. All right, no one respects you. You're not part of a different, you know, generation. And leather pants are for fucking 80s metal singers, and you're none of these. I'ma slap the black off you and paint my house with it. Getting real.
Oh, wow.
All right, that was. That was the little promo section. I like talking all that little, getting that little hate out of you.
Yeah.
You know, just, Kanye, you are a victim today. You might probably be again in the future because you're kind of a dickhead. So.
Yeah, he's rich. I don't think he cares.
I think you should try and start like a for real feud with him.
I'm not Aziz Ansari's little cousin. I don't know if I could have
him. I'm just saying, like, he, like, apparently he just answers every attack.
That's not humanly possible if you're Kanye West.
That's all he does. Has he put out any songs?
All right, well, if Kanye, we're the feature podcast on Podbean this week. If you listen to our shit.
Yeah, he hasn't been doing any parenting, so.
Well.
Like, all right. You take care of the human eyebrow for a week.
The human eyebrow?
Get waxed, bitch. All right, so I feel that it's time to move on to a little thing we like to call Price of Admission.
Hell yeah.
Price of Admission. Jeez. Still gangsta as a motherfucker.
Better watch out, Kanye.
All right, y'all queued up for this? Let's start with our first movie. Is the remake that no one asked for, Carrie.
Pick you up after school.
The other kids, they think I'm weird.
Carrie, favorite poem? Did you bring one?
I don't want to be. I want to be normal.
Wipe that smile off your face.
I have to try and be a whole person before it's too late.
She's set of her days and ways. She's made innocent. The curse of blood would
not. Mama, that's not even in the Bible. It doesn't say that anywhere.
Go to your closet and pray.
I think we know what this is about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's enough of the trailer. Anybody excited about this? I'm interested.
I'm interested. It's got a Hit Girl in it, right?
Hit Girl's in it, yeah. You want to play the Rotten Tomato game real quick?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, hang on. Here we go.
All right. Only two contestants this week, and that was for your dance.
We lost already?
That is, it takes me down every time.
All right. Closest closest without going over to the Rotten Tomato score. What do you guys think?
Officially, 41%.
41 for Brian. Lou?
60.
And I got it in front of me, so I'm not going to say nothing. Brian wins 50%. 50 on the nose. That's actually not bad for a remake.
No.
What do you think? Like,
You know, I don't know. I think they made it. This is a movie that could be made over again, just to make, keep more relevant. It's not like a classic, like Halloween. I never found Carrie to be like just iconic, you know?
I mean, it has its moments, but I don't think this movie, the remake, is going to find anything new there to really mine.
Well, I'm not trying to hate on Stephen King at all, but almost all his movies could be remade and be made better.
I was going
to
say that, you know, just the effects alone could be made much better, you know?
Yeah, this movie, of course, Chloe Moretz is Carrie. And her mother, played by Julianne Moore. And that's about the cast. Like, nobody else I've ever heard of. Directed by Kimberly Pierce. Let's see what she's done. I don't even know. Kimberly Pierce of Boys Don't Cry fame.
Oh, she does a lot of lesbian movies. Like, she has a lot of indie lesbian movies.
And she did Film Is Not Yet Rated, the documentary. Yeah, I really enjoyed
her, Kevin Smith, a lot of people in that.
But a documentary is no indication of how this is going to be. I don't know. I think this is a DVD kind of on-demand wait.
You'd be hard-pressed to see me in the theater to see this. Even though I am jacked to eventually, when it's on like another medium, to check it out, I think it will be a pretty sweet flick. But as far as the theater goes, you're not probably going to get me in theater to see that.
Yeah. Lou?
I might see it on a half-off Tuesday.
Lou, we'll see a lot of things on a half off Tuesday. The Purge.
That's because it's a half off Tuesday.
$5.
I just got a copy of The Purge. I'm not even excited. Not even interested.
Don't be.
Not that interesting. All right, what's the next one?
Next movie. All right, the movie that would have been amazing had it happened in 1993, but since then it's kind of sad. Let's do Escape Plan.
The mind of a man confined works differently than someone on the outside. He sees things in a different way. A successful breakout depends on three things.
Yeah, I said help you break out.
Understanding the routine.
What is that?
And help from outside or in.
We got a runner.
Put your hands in the air now!
Showtime.
So... obviously,
I was hoping that was in the movie.
It's Stallone, Schwarzenegger, and Captain Caveman.
Oh, well past their prime. Yeah.
And they're like trying to get out of jail. Honestly, I would go see this. It's fucking Stallone and Schwarzenegger. They're
Can
old.
We stop pretending that Schwarzenegger is still Schwarzenegger?
He's not. They're not. They're not.
Fucking old, man.
But give me some credit where their shit's still entertaining.
Look, at this point in their careers, I'm tired of watching them for nostalgia and pretending I don't feel bad.
No, they're legitimately entertaining still. Like, their movies, come on.
Hated The Expendables. Just keep that in mind.
That's a cash grab of anything, because that has all the action stars of the last like 30 years.
Those movies just.
But look at Stallone's last couple movies, like whether it be the last Rambo was fucking great, the last Rocky was really good. I think this movie's not gonna be bad. I didn't see the one with the guy from Game of Thrones, where he was like a it was like.
They said in The Last Stand.
No, that was.
You're thinking a Bullet to the Head.
I didn't see that one.
I didn't see Bullet to the Head.
But
yet.
You know they know what they do. They do action flicks, and I bet you they're super entertaining, man.
But have you? All right, you watch Expendables and you watch Stallone run. It's literally the most upsetting thing ever, because you could tell the whole time he's going my knees.
Look, I still to this day watch Mick Foley get beat up, and he's fucked up. And it's still entertaining. Like, I'm going to give Stallone credit to where it's due, and Schwarzenegger. when it comes to action flicks, they know the monopoly on it. They're entertaining.
Yeah, but they're past the prime.
So they're flabby and fucked
up. You know what? I think your analogy was bad. I remember watching one of Mick Foley's like last big, you know, events where he had a three-way match with Triple H and The Rock.
And that's like 1999, bro. Like
it was, you know, when he retired for a bit because he was getting too old and fat, and The Rock was laid out on the table, and I'm like, wouldn't it be funny if he just missed because he's too fucking fat? Sure enough, he goes for it, completely misses. Completely. Triple H has to get up from pretending to be knocked out and elbow The Rock to keep the fucking match going.
Well, to go back to escape plan, what do you guys think about the score?
The score's going to be low. It's probably be like
15. Lowballing it.
Yeah.
Brian wins again. 45.
How?
Because I have Price is Right rules.
Plus, there's zero press for this. I only first saw the commercial like yesterday.
Look, I've been seeing a bunch of commercials.
Look, I've seen several commercials for it. I, honest to God, I think this was going to be a very entertaining movie. And when you watch it, eventually you're going to be like, you know what? That was a good time, man.
Oh, you're going to have egg on your face, buddy.
Let's see. Cast includes Stallone and Schwarzenegger. Jim Caviezel. That's right. Jesus
He's
himself.
The warden is in of the jail.
Vincent D'Onofrio. Vinny Jones, who I like.
Vinny Jones in this piece?
And Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
Oh, that's the reason I really wanted to give it a low ball. I saw 50 Cent
in 50 Cent in this bitch, huh?
He's a fucking movie killer.
Yeah.
Let's just say that right now.
And nobody else really of note. Maybe Sam Neill.
That guy? The fucking dinosaur hunter?
Yeah, the guy from Jurassic Park, yes. He's in there as well. And there's an honest guy in there named Michael Papa John.
Nice.
He's trying to sell some pizzas.
He plays pizza delivery boy.
It's Peyton Manning.
And this is from, I'm guessing this the director's name is Mikael Hallström. He has a lot of weird squiggly circles and lines above his last name.
Oh, that's definitely
and makes sense. He's best known for The Right, the Anthony Hopkins.
It's like any, that movie I saw, it was like any other exorcism movie. It's all right. If you like exorcism movies, you'll like that.
Tugboat's barking.
Plus, the premise of the movie is basically Prison Break.
Yeah, it's a Prison Break.
Yeah, except
two old guys try to hobble themselves out of a...
No, I'm talking the show.
Oh, what, does he have a tattoo or something?
No, but he built the prison he's trying to escape from. He designed it.
That's been
dumb. No, but there's like a whole setup thing where he got set up.
I'll just watch... If I want to watch an old guy escape from a prison like that, I'll watch The Rock with Sean Connery.
Uh-huh, don't do that. It doesn't.
It does hold up. That holds up.
That movie.
Nicolas Cage.
My favorite lines are in that movie. I love that movie.
Watch it again.
I've watched it just recently, in the last like 8 months.
Are you paying attention?
Yeah, I love it. Come on. It's like, was it? Losers go home and cry.
Yo, Bennett. Losers always whine about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Mm-hmm. My wife was the prom queen.
She was the prom queen.
That was not an example of how it was good.
It was good, though.
Get the fuck out of here. That guy's a piece of shit.
Nick Cage?
Yes.
I watched that horrible Croods movie that you told me about.
Yeah.
He's awful in that. And that's an animated movie.
He's bad in everything.
He's like, I'm a caveman. I care about my family. Yeah. All
right. We got one more movie.
Last movie this week worth talking about. The Fifth Estate.
A video was leaked today depicting what appears to be a U.S. military helicopter firing on unarmed reporters.
Someone willing to expose those secrets. That man could topple the most powerful and most repressive of regimes.
This banker's hiding billions of dollars in offshore accounts.
We're going to nail those bastards.
Former head of Iceland's biggest bank has been accused of...
World needs to know.
We need to crush these guys.
That just went apeshit after the other.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is of course the story of Julian Assange and the WikiLeaks.
It's too new.
It just happened.
It's still happening.
I love Benedict Cumberbatch as an actor. I'm not buying his accent.
No.
Is that supposed to be Australian?
I don't know.
People need to know.
Well, you know, I think this is a really interesting story in general.
It would have made a better documentary than a a drama.
All right, but as far as movies go, I would definitely check this out, man. This is a pretty sweet flick, I think. It's going to be really entertaining because it has true-to-life stuff. Plus, I mean, we all read about what happened with WikiLeaks, but it'd be kind of cool to go a little more in-depth. All
right, guess the score.
I don't know. This is like, there's a, maybe, I think they might want to sabotage it. I'm going to give it a 59%, not fresh.
59? Yeah. Just below the fresh line?
Yes.
Lou?
I was going to give it a very similar thing, but I'll give it like a 70.
You both lose. This is actually the lowest rated of the week.
Really?
40%.
Really? Lower rated than the fucking Stallone, than the Schwarzenegger fucking guy
Prison
Fest?
Break movie. Yeah, I was actually really shocked by this.
I figured this would be the highest rated.
Yeah, all these stuffy, you know, fucking real life things.
Well, Benedict Cumberbatches. Yeah.
When you consider the director, Bill Condon's previous film included the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1, that might be an indication.
All right, well, you know this guy's going to make mucho dough.
But he also did Chicago and Dreamgirls, so he's apparently really good at musicals. Maybe not so much the taut political thriller of the WikiLeaks story.
Man, you know, that phrase just bothers me. Political and thriller? Stop. Stop.
Now,
what's the most thrilling thing that happened in politics, you know?
Our government went on strike, yeah. Basically, the last couple weeks.
Well, that was a whole... Don't even get me started.
The only thing that made me want to do is buy a gun. For the impending martial law.
Hey, everybody! We're all gonna get laid! Yeah.
I just like the vision of Lou on his roof with a sniper rifle.
It would definitely be bolt action.
Oh, this is my town!
Right.
Okay, good
fun. I'll run this bitch!
Oh, man. Filibuster.
You don't have any interest in the WikiLeaks, though? Like, as far as the story of it? Like, I think it was pretty interesting.
We know the story of it.
Yeah, but
I mean, this happened a year ago.
You know what happened, but you don't know, like, all the ins and outs of it. Like,
and you think a drama about it is going to tell the truth?
Well, I mean, it's more on the subject. I think it's an interesting subject. Like how often in history has the truth been exposed like that?
In a movie?
No, in general. Like, that whole thing would happen.
You're talking about the truth.
But I'm talking about the Hollywood version probably won't have that much truth to it.
I mean, I get you. Like, there's not going to be, like, a huge bombs being dropped. But in general, like, it's an interesting topic, I feel. Like, the whole WikiLeaks topic was very interesting.
But that's what I was saying. I feel like if this was a documentary, this would be so much better. Instead of a 2-hour drama that you're wondering what is fact and what is made up.
Imagine, like, next year they come out with a government shutdown movie starring Gerard Butler and shit's exploding.
Oh my god! You never
should have just. Alright, man, eat hearty! For tonight, we dine in Haiti!
Save the president! We're coming next summer. Occupy. Wall Street.
That's right. We have an abundance of V for Vendetta masks.
That's good. 2 hours of people sitting outside a park. I mean, boring as fuck.
Hey, man, who wants to buy grilled cheese?
I like you, and I want you.
Nothing but a bunch of hippies.
your face. Too priceless for the audio.
That's what Occupy Wall Street was. It was an excuse for hippies to find a temporary... shanty town.
You watch The Newsroom at all?
That's a good show.
They actually had a whole plot line about that this season.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think half the fun of The Newsroom is like revisiting topics that happened the year before. It's kind of cool.
All right. Well, that pretty much wraps it up for movies. Well, let's see. What would you guys plan on watching this?
I would go see the Stallone or Schwarzenegger, Stallone Schwarzenegger film or the WikiLeaks film. Actually, or even Gary. I see all three of these films.
I would actually see all three in a variety of different ways. I think Carrie's a wait.
I think Carrie is the least one I'm excited
for. I think if I'm going to watch one of them on the big screen, it would be the Stallone Schwarzenegger. Because at least that's going to have big, stupid action fun.
That'd be more fun on the big screen.
Yeah, and the Assange movie, The Fifth Estate. I'll watch that when it comes out.
First, I want to mention for Stallone and his Prison Break movie, in the commercial... You can clearly see the structure is like just 100% metal prison.
Yeah.
He's like, let's burn this place down.
No, dude. They have holograms in the back.
Burn it? You're going to burn this metal prison down.
It's so far flammable.
Carrie's my pick.
Carrie, I respect it. And the Carrie looks good too.
The Carrie had watch.
Here's my plan, guys. Fire bad.
Fire bad.
Fire bad.
You telling me the fire is bad?
I have big rocks.
You okay, Schwarzenegger? I can stop.
I'm behind you.
All right. Well, speaking of Stallone, speaking of him, I got some New York Comic Con news that I thought would be appropriate to go out on.
Yeah. What was it, $500 for his autograph?
That is exactly what it is. If you wanted Stallone's autograph at Comic Con this year, it would cost you $395 for an autograph and $445 for a photo. This is from the guy who just called Bruce Willis lazy and greedy for wanting too much money on the Expendables.
Well, I did hear that Comic-Con took $200 straight up. They were like, if you want to wait on the line for Stallone, we're taking $200.
Jesus.
And then so he got the other $200.
So I got some other figures for some other actors if you guys want to hear them.
Yeah.
What do you think Sigourney Weaver was asking for a photograph?
$175.
That's close. $185 for an autograph, $200 for a photo. What about your favorite, David Duchovny?
I think I saw it something like $90 or something.
$80 for the signature. Now we're starting to get ridiculous here. And then last one, here's a lowball one. Community actress Gillian Jacobs. Just saw her in Bad
$25.
$25. $60! $60.
I thought $25 was crazy.
That show's not even that big. I guess
she's a blonde one?
Yeah.
She's not in anything but that show.
I've seen her in a few things, but she's always minor roles.
Dude, she's Community, like, that's it.
She had a scene in Burt Wonderstone, and she was in Bad Milo.
Basically, she's in fucking one thing. It's a Community. Like, that's what anyone knows her from.
How about C-3PO, Anthony Daniels? How much do you think he got?
Oh, that guy got like $150.
How much do you think?
$150.
$50 even.
I was closer, buddy.
What about True Blood star Kristen Bauer?
Who's that?
Which one's that?
I believe she's Pam.
$30.
On the nose. Nice. How about, let's see who we got. Shatner. How much do you think Shatner got?
Oh, that guy gets paid. That guy gets ducats.
I'm going to say 200.
No, he's got too much of a following. I'm going to say 300.
You are both way off. 75 bills.
Holy shit.
This guy doesn't even need to be doing those Priceline commercials if he just fucking marketed himself differently.
How about Patrick Stewart, Professor X himself?
How much did what's his face charge?
Shatner. $75.
$80.
You think he's higher ranking than Shatner? Because
he's like a dick. He's like, no, fucking.
I'm going to say $150 at least.
Wrong on both counts. He is the exact same price as William Shatner.
Whoa. I knew. I thought he was going to be like a dollar more. Like, some be like a dick. I'm like, oh, Captain Picard.
Well, either way, pretty much everyone you listed, I give a shit more about than Sly Stallone.
No, Stallone's the shit, man.
What about our boy?
He used to be the shit.
Still the shit.
What about our boy Stan Lee?
Him? True Believers, it's going to cost you $100.
You think 100?
No, two.
200.
Two.
He's actually lower than the others. He is 60 bills. Okay. He's a man of the people, all right?
The guy is 90 years old. Let me tell you something.
Now,
Spider Friends, go out and get his autograph, because that motherfucker is going to perish.
Excelsior.
Any minute now. He may be spry. But his heart's going to give
out. At Comic-Con, dude, he passed by my car when I was loading it up, and his handler was like, just take your time, Stan. Just take your time. And, like, Stan was, like, sitting there just, like, I was right next to him. I was looking at him, and he had no idea, but he was like, I'm so old. I just need to make it to my limo.
That's what he leaves Comic-Con. He's like, goodbye, true believers. Oh, my God.
He's not even English.
I need to get back into my crypt before the moon rises.
I need to get out right when the camera pans and go, yeah!
There's a painting of me somewhere getting older.
Tales from the crypt.
Okay,
he actually went by the booth when you two dicks ran off.
We were loading up the car. All right?
Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
I thought you guys were just fucking around.
Oh, that was
a different day.
That was a different day. Yeah, he walked by our booth when we went off to see something else.
I saw him on Sunday when he was literally leaving.
I don't care that you guys ran off. I just wanted to call you a dick for some reason. But you missed it.
Son of a bitch.
He's fast for an old guy. No, if I had known it before, I would have hit him in the face with a Bear Shark shirt.
Like, yo, Stan! Bear Shark!
Right.
Think
fast!
True believer!
Right. True believer, take it back.
I would have said, thwip!
Have him killed! Excelsior!
Well, have the Rolling Stones killed.
Do as I say! One last one. Can you guess how much Hulk Hogan got?
Hogan? He was there?
Hogan was there.
$30.
Well, I'm going to say Hacksaw was charging $40.
Oh.
80. Double Hacksaw.
On the nose. $80. Hulk Hogan is worth two Hacksaw Jim Duggins.
Like, he went there and didn't have a price for his booth. Saw Hacksaw, I was like, I'm twice as good as you, brother.
Did you see Virgil?
Virgil was doing fat rails of coke and just running around talking about how he was a million-dollar man's valet.
Like, I was walking by his booth and it was just like, oh, this is pathetic.
No, how do you have a booth when you were just like, you're not even really a wrestler. You were a valet to a real wrestler. And right. You never, like, when you broke out, they gave you, like, some pirate red and white pants, and then you never won anything.
Yeah, he was literally four booths away from us, too.
Like, I imagine.
He was super close, and he was just kind of standing there looking none too happy.
Dude, there were some people that came over and gave us some promos, and we gave him free comics. If Virgil came over and was like, can I get a free comic? I'd be like, no.
Where's Ted DiBiase?
You're fucking dead to me, dude. Like, you suck. Move on, dude.
Yeah. You know who else was the million-dollar man's valet at one point? Andre the Giant. Yeah. You are no Andre the Giant.
Hogan.
If he came by, I would have been like,
would you like a peanut?
Yeah. I'd have been like, holy shit, it's Wesley Snipes. Like, just fucking with the guy.
Fazzle, you did something right. It's like, oh, motherfucker, I did things right all the movie. What are you talking about?
Well, what do you say we call it a night?
Yeah. Can we throw out some thanks for Comic-Con?
That's the next step. We are going to thank a couple people.
I would like to thank Ken for driving us home on Friday.
Pope Ken.
Thank you very much, Pope Ken.
Friend of the show. Always being good and helpful. He was a big help this year.
I would like to thank Tony Paris and Blue Movie for inviting us to the after party and having a good time.
Thank you, Tony.
I would like to thank my friend Danny for coming over to the booth and supporting it.
That's Danny Mac.
Yeah.
No,
Danny Mac and my friend Danny from Queens.
Oh, there's more than one Danny.
Yeah, the two Danny Mac from our lifelong friend.
He'll be on the show next week.
Yes. And my friend Danny, who recently broke up his girlfriend. Sorry about that, bro. Thanks for coming by and supporting us.
Hear that, ladies? He's single.
Single. And he loves wrestling. Bah, 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 bah. No, but thank you very much for coming by the booth. I'm going to throw it to Lou for your thank yous.
Just thank you to all the artists who came by and just shot the shit with us, you know?
Yeah.
That was a super supportful thing, you know, for other people who are basically doing their thing to say, like, you guys are as good or better than such and such, you know?
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah.
I also like to, thank Kaz for coming by and being part of the group.
Yes, yeah.
I'd like to thank Big Kaz. He's drawn books for us this year, and he will be on the show in some capacity in the near future.
Yeah, true.
I'd also like to thank our next door neighbor, Tom.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the fucking Deadpool and Zombie Wolverine, man.
You're the shit, brother. You were awesome.
Yes.
When you move into a booth for a weekend, it's nice to have a guy next door who doesn't mind your bullshit.
I gotta say, Tom, I want to say, smoked a fat blunt before every show. He was like trying to sell his little like kids toy and totally high.
He was so relaxed that could be the only way.
Yeah, I definitely gotta say, he was high as hell.
I'd also like to thank Mick Foley for shaking my hand when I ambushed him.
Was that really him?
No, not the guy who was walking through. He was outside with me and Ken.
Oh, alright.
And I'd also like to thank Billy West for shaking my hand, even though I didn't buy an autograph.
Excellent.
And I like me some Billy West cartoons. So that's about it. Anybody else you can think of?
Anyone who stopped by the booth and appreciate
Eric DeNunzio for helping out with the A Squad show. Be sure to check out A Squad, our video game show.
Anyone who stopped by the booth and just appreciated what we did in the last year and gave us a little bit of love, or you know, tweeted or liked us on Facebook. Anybody, really. Thank you to Greg Zook for asking for the Hallowed from Pete and Will. Yeah.
Further information to come on that. We don't want to get too deep into that.
Well, he asked for it, so I appreciate that. Just any love that I was given the last week, man,
and
I appreciate it.
To all the artists who sent us portfolios and stuff, we're getting to them. We took the week off. That's all.
Basically, man, we're lazy. You know, if we got 9 to 5, like, what are you going for?
Yeah.
All
right. This week was relaxing week. We're getting back into the swing of things. Mm-hmm. So we'll review everything. But in the meantime, you can continue to follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics or visit our website or newly revamped. It's going to be newly revamped this week. I swear to God.
Yeah, Dave. You fuck.
You can chill with the emails, brother. Mm-hmm. PaintedBlackComics.com or email us, PaintedBlackComics@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook. Tell a friend about the show. What else? Rate us. Leave a comment. Absolutely. That's big. Comment.
This week on Podbean, we are the featured podcast channel.
I'm sorry about my wrestling promo. It was weak at best. We're normally better than that. Follow I am normally on, better than that.
Follow us on Twitter. Don't forget that one.
And listen to our other shows. A-Squad, video game show.
Good one. Good one.
And Disenfranchised, the sports show hosted by Mr. Brian Katz.
Thank you very much. And watch out for Bear Shark.
Exactly.
He's roaming the borders.
Bear Shark took my father. Panama, 94. Family vacation.
Yeah.
Stole my wallet.
Daytona Beach. Bear Shark.
He took my wallet. Stole my identity.
He gave my girlfriend to him.
Hooters in East Meadow. Bear Shark got me.
He stole my heart. And with that, for myself, Pete, for Brian and Lou, close the door behind you. Closing time.